Across the U.S., many parents are breathing a collective sigh of relief. School is back in session, but for some immigrant families with mixed legal status, the new school year is bringing up new fears about ICE enforcement in and around schools. NPR's Jasmine Garst reports.
I'm sitting in a trailer home in rural southern Maryland with a woman who tells me she spent most of the summer indoors with her four children. She says it almost drove her crazy.
Mommy, no. No, así no.
As we try to talk, her youngest has climbed on top of the washing machine and is throwing about 100 plastic Easter eggs on the floor. Unbeknownst to her, the baby she's rocking is pointing a very large bottle of glue at me. And then her 7-year-old walks in with,
oh my God, the cat.
Like many parents across the country, Em is extremely relieved about school starting. She's asked that we only use her and her family's first initials because she and her husband are undocumented. They both lived and worked in the U.S. for around 15 years. The kids are U.S. citizens, but because the parents are here illegally, she says this summer it just felt too risky to go anywhere, to the pool or to the park. In fact, just a few weeks ago, while her husband was at work, immigration agents showed up at his landscaping job. He hid and sent the family a message. Their 7-year-old daughter, first initial L, explains.
When they were working, ICE came there.
How did you know about that?
Because our dad sent us a message.
And how did that make you feel?
Sad.
Em says they sat the kids down and explained, you are all American citizens, but we are not. If we take you to the aquarium, a hotel, we could get detained and deported. So school starting again is a relief, but like many undocumented parents, it brings up difficult questions. What if immigration agents come for me while my kids are in class or while I'm picking them up? Can immigration agents come into the school? Can they ask my children about our legal status?
There are no confirmed reports of ICE raids or ICE enforcement inside of schools.
Elora Mukherjee directs the Immigrant Rights Clinic at Columbia Law School. She says she understands the fears. Almost as soon as President Trump took office in January, locations previously designated off-limits, schools, churches, and hospitals, were now deemed fair game for immigration enforcement. But, she clarifies, agents still need a warrant to enter a school. Agents have, however, detained parents right outside their kids' schools across the U.S. And Mukherjee says, despite the administration's rhetoric about detaining the worst of the worst, the numbers show that the vast majority of those detained by ICE so far are without criminal convictions.
Anyone can be targeted if the officers have reasonable suspicion to believe that they may be in the country without authorization.
A few days into the school year, Em sends me an audio message from the bus stop. She's there to pick up her kids. She's standing about a block away. The sheriff is there. She's scared. A few minutes later, I get another message. I grabbed the kids and ran back home. Nothing happened, she says. Not this time. The incident has not stopped Em from sending her kids back to school. She told me the first week of class, she did what many parents across the U.S. probably did. She took a really long nap, she says. And then she did something most parents never have to do. She reached out to a friend who is an American citizen to start the process of giving her power of attorney in case she or her husband gets picked up and deported. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, Maryland.